President Trump's pick to lead the Veterans Affairs Department will have a busy agenda if he's confirmed. President Obama appointed Dr. David Shulkin to be the VA's Undersecretary for Health back in 2015. Most senators seem impressed by his experience, but Shulkin says he wants to convince Congress and veterans that his leadership won't be just more of the same. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
Most members of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee are on board with having Dr. David Shulkin lead the government's second largest agency. Shulkin's promised big things, if confirmed, to be the next VA secretary.
I will seek major reform and a transformation of VA. There will be far greater accountability, dramatically improved access, responsiveness, and expanded care options. But the Department of Veteran Affairs will not be privatized under my watch.
Committee Chairman Johnny Isaacson says he sees an easy path to confirmation for Shulkin and hopes to see him confirmed by the end of next week. Isaacson is impressed by Shulkin's knowledge and experience in the field and his ability when he stepped in to be the VA's Undersecretary for Health during the wait time crisis in 2015. Shulkin acknowledged that if he's confirmed, he'll have many more challenges to deal with.
I think that trust was eroded, particularly with the wait time crisis in April 2014, and many people lost trust. We know when we first began the measure this last year, our trust level with veterans was at 41%. Today it's at 61%. So I think that we're slowly regaining that, but we have a long way to go. And what I would say to Cajun Bob is that, look, I approach things first as a doctor. And as a doctor, I know no matter how smart I think I am or if I, you know, did the best in my medical school class, if my patient doesn't trust me, they're not going to listen to what I have to say and I'm not going to be able to help them. So I think that's very important. As a healthcare executive, I look at our system in VA and I say, if we don't have a modern system that's responsive to our veterans' needs, that we can't perform our function. So one of the things that I think most people would tell you about me is I don't have a lot of patients, and I am going to be serious about making these changes and regaining that trust. And if I don't do it, I should be held accountable and you should replace me.
Improvements to employee accountability procedures and a redesign of the Veterans Choice Program are top priorities for Shulkin, and they're priorities for the Senate committee too. Accountability has been a sticking point for lawmakers and the department itself in recent years. Both parties grew frustrated with the Merit Systems Protection Board when it overturned punishments for three senior executive service members. And legislation that came out of this very committee failed last year. It would have changed disciplinary procedures for VA employees and senior executives. Isaacson says he wants to revisit that issue.
I want to see if we can work through this year to find a way to, with labor, with our different interests from the two different parties and everybody else, to say, isn't there some way that Dr. David Shulkin could have let his agency set goals, be tested, let his agent be monitored, and if there is someone that doesn't respond to the goals that are set for him and doesn't respond to the care we want him delivering, that there is a way to them have a disciplinary action that brings about accountability. I'd like to see you help do that. It may not be reinstatement of the Merit System Protection Board. It may not be anything that I have talked about it, but it's some way we've got to give you the tools that you need to run an agency of 314,000 employees and 6.5 million beneficiaries in the Veterans Administration.
Shulkin agreed, and he says he wants new accountability procedures. VA stopped using a congressionally mandated authority to fire poor performers last year. That's when the Justice Department questioned its constitutionality. Shulkin says VA appealed, but Justice decided it wouldn't revisit the matter. Here's Shulkin.
A basic function of any chief executive is to be able to get the right people working in the organization, and those that do stray from the values that we hold have to leave the organization. We don't currently have that right on either side, so I see this as a dual-pronged process. For those employees that really don't belong in the organization, the secretary needs the ability to be able to remove them.
Many senators also wanted to know how President Trump's recent announced hiring freeze would impact the department, and if Shulkin wanted to ask for more exemptions. Acting VA Secretary Rob Snyder exempted many healthcare, construction, and burial service positions last week. VA has roughly 45,000 vacancies throughout the entire department. Shulkin says 37,000 of those positions are exempt from Trump's hiring freeze. If the department says that it needs more, Shulkin says he'll ask the White House for them. He says it's been more difficult to recruit for those vacant positions after years of bad press. He says beating up on the VA workforce has hindered that work, too. Isaacson says he and committee ranking member John Tester want to reverse that trend.
There are good stories out there. We're going to do two things. We're going to fix the slip-ups. No more terrible story like finding maggots in somebody's wound or things like that that are sensationalized. Senator Tester and I have talked about doing brother-in-law on the floor about every 2 weeks, telling the good stories of the VA, so you better be having some.
Privatization was another big topic for the committee. Senators reiterated over and over they have no intention of privatizing the department. Shulkin says he doesn't want to see the department privatized either. Here he is with Ranking Member John Tester.
Did you talk about privatization at all?
Yes, we did.
And what was his definition of privatization, and what is yours? Are they the same?
Well, I didn't ask him his definition. I told him what I thought needed to happen.
Tell me what that definition
was. And what I told him is that I am a strong advocate for the VA, that the services that are available in VA are not available in the private sector, and that my view of where VA needs to go is an integrated system of care, taking the best of VA and the best in the community, and that's what I would work toward.
Shulkin is pushing an idea he himself pitched back in 2015. He says the VA alone can't meet all veterans' health care demands. Instead, the goal should be to combine the best of VA care and the best care from the community. Shulkin says there are certainly some pitfalls with the VA Access, Choice, and Accountability Act. The department's inspector general found 1.3 million cases where veterans couldn't access VA care between November 2014 and September 2015. But Shulkin says even with those challenges, VA did make some progress under his watch.
Since then, we've made, with your help, four changes to the law, 50 contract modifications. We've completely changed the ability, so now VA employees can make outbound calls. We've changed the episode from 60 days to a year. We've made this a much, much different program than it is today, and we can see the result. More veterans are able to schedule appointments. We now have over a million choice appointments that have been scheduled by veterans, which is a good thing. Or a million veterans have used the choice program, 6 million appointments.
Still, he says the choice program needs to be fixed.
What we did in the choice program was we added a layer of additional administrative complexity, where instead of the VA being able to help the veteran, as they always did, you now had to go through a third-party administrator. That led to a delay in care in many cases, too many cases.
Yep.
You've been describing a few already.
Yep.
So we need to take that layer of complexity out.
Shulkin also says the VA needs more modern tools to help his employees make the choice program work better. He says the VA is moving ahead with a commercial scheduling solution called MASS. Vista is deployed at 10 sites around the Veterans Health Administration now. Shulkin says the department will decide on February 10th whether the in-house solution is working the way it wants and whether the VA will keep using it. In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Nicole's story and all of our first 100 days coverage at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.